Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. This is your host, Cosmic Colleen, back with another weekly astrology update, and I am back and nice and ripe from the jungle for everyone, so hopefully I'm bringing those jungle vibes with this week's episode. Now, this week we are going to talk about Sunday. This past Sunday, October 8th, I was on my way home, a very long journey back from Costa Rica, so I didn't get anything out about this just yet, but Venus has moved into Virgo, and what does that mean besides we're going to be aligning our mind with our body, maybe being a little bit too critical of others, you know, all those good Virgo things. Today, Tuesday, Venus moved into Virgo and went opposite Saturn in Pisces. I'm going to talk about that, especially for my Virgo placements and my Pisces placements. What does that mean? Also on Tuesday, Pluto stations direct in Capricorn, and then it will begin its journey back out of Capricorn, and it will not return for a very long time. On Thursday, we have Mars moving into Scorpio, one of its homes traditionally. And then on Saturday, guys, we now begin the new eclipse season. Technically, we began it a little bit in April when we had that hybrid eclipse in Aries, but this is a full-blown solar eclipse in Libra, and it's going to be there with the South Node and also conjunct Mercury. So this is going to be really, really interesting. Now, I want to talk about Costa Rica for a little bit. 2 seconds. You know, not 2 seconds. My kids are, every time I say that, my kids are always like, okay, 1, 2. What I mean is probably about 5 minutes. Costa Rica was incredible. I don't know who else who listens that have gone there, but it was so beautiful. First of all, Costa Rica is somewhere where you want to go if you're a very big nature person. I love being in nature. I love being secluded. I can totally just walk around the woods or the jungle doing nothing all day. I loved it. I could not believe it. I'm also a very big beach person. So to have this secluded beach around mountains and the jungle and wild animals was incredible. I stayed at a resort called Dreams, and I was looking it up, and Dreams in 2014 was built there, and before that, they, like, didn't even have a road, pretty much. Like, they just had a dirt road going down, and they built this road for this, and so you, like, we were 20 miles south of the border of Nicaragua, like, super close. We could see it at certain mountain ranges, and we go up to this town, La Cruz, and then you begin your descent down the mountain, and it was crazy. There's like little huts. You see people. There's some farms, but it's just open space. And then bam, you're like on the beach of this jungle and there's a resort. The people there are incredible. They're so sweet. They're so nice. They're so welcoming. And there was a lot that I got just from being in touch. You can tell everyone there lives in nature, but also respects it. Also is coexists well with it. In this jungle, as some of you have watched my social media, because I did, of course, post a little bit of social media stuff on there. The monkeys were just coming on to, you know, the ramp and not the ramp, the railing and all that stuff. They were bad little monkeys, though. You guys probably saw me feeding them for a little bit. They were cute. But then the one day, they would come in the morning between 6 and 8 in the morning. And the one day, they were there early, so no one had food for them because they got used to giving them food. You know, they got used to getting food there. And the alpha monkey just starts pulling down everyone's table. I'm not kidding. He must have done 100, just ripping them down. And then there was bathtubs out on the patio, and he started turning on all the bathtub water. I was like, oh my God, look at these bad little monkeys. I stopped giving them food, not because he was a crazy one, but the guy who took us into the waterfall tour, he was a Taurus. He's a Pisces, but he was way too strict. So he didn't know the time of his birth, but he definitely had some Capricorn Taurus placements, very earthy, very strict, and kind of gave me a little lecture, you know. The ecosystem here, if they get used to eating there, which they already are, then they don't eat the termites, and then the termites overgrown. Like, there was that kind of respect for nature. So I stopped feeding them, and I said, let me just exist in Mother Nature and allow that to be. And it's a very early culture because it's near the equator. Some of you might know this, but it does not, the sun always sets between 5 and 6 p.m. So I was up, I don't know if I've ever done this on a vacation, by usually 5:36 every morning and out doing things by 7:30 in the morning. And that's like pretty much how the whole island was, or the whole country was, and how the old vibe was. And they have a saying, which some of you know, pura vida, which is pure life. And you can tell everyone there just lives this simplistic lifestyle. They also, especially where we were, they don't need all the things like we do. They would rather keep a simple life and keep the beautiful environmental surroundings. You know, they're just so eco-friendly. It was unbelievable. And again, they just were able to live this simplistic lifestyle in order to honor Mother Nature and honor these wild animals and honor that. And that's just so beautiful, you know, especially in here in America. Unfortunately, we're like, yeah, we'll tear down an entire forest and put up this big shopping complex and tear that down. And they're just not about that. And I hope that country over the years, as we gain population and things like that, and of course, lots of Americans like to go there now, so we know what happens when that starts to happen in other countries. But I hope they keep that and preserve that. I think they said something of 38% of the country, I might be wrong, but it's within that 28 to 38% is all national parks. And that's great. That's huge there. So I think that really will help keep a lot of it preserved. So I highly recommend it for my nature lovers, people wanting to get back in touch with yourself, with your soul, with your spirituality at like a very simplistic yet also fun and adventurous level. And you could just feel the wisdom of the people, of the animals, of the spirits that have been there. It's like written in every tree, every branch. I'm not kidding, you can just feel it. So I highly recommend that for people who want to go back and get connected with themselves. Again, lots of adventure though. I know I did some crazy things and some fun things. I went hiking where like nobody went hiking, and there were these, we were way up on high, you know, some mountain around there hiking. And we came across these spider monkeys, different than the ones that were on my balcony. And the one, I like start going closer, and Rob, the person I was with, was like, back up. I was like, no, I'm fine. He's like, back up. And all of a sudden the alpha monkey literally came down, swung on a branch. I have a video of it because I was filming him. And I like jumped back. I dropped my phone. I screamed. And then the monkey just stopped. Like he scared me away. But then we realized halfway through, the monkey had followed us down the mountain, the alpha, to make sure we got out. I stopped to pee, of course, and Rob looked over, and there's the monkey on the branch. And so Rob made himself look really big, and the monkey grabbed the branch and just started shaking it really hard. And then he'd do it again, and the monkey would shake it really hard. I'm like, damn, we're definitely in the jungle right now, baby. So those are some of my stories. Love it. Highly recommend it. I feel refreshed. I feel relaxed. I'm still getting back into the groove, but there's no better way to change your perspective of life or just kind of shake up your perspective if you go to a new country. You know, save up, do whatever you need to manifest that shit, but definitely get yourself out of this whole perspective. And it also makes you more grateful to be here as well in the United States. So, all right, enough about my trip. Let's get into these astro details. So, we have Venus in Virgo right now. And remember, Venus does not work at her best in Virgo. Mercury, if for some reason, I kind of feel like she doesn't work at her best because she's always being hypercritical. You know, there is that Virgo tendency, and that energy will show up when it comes to overanalyzing, overthinking, being overcritical. So when you take Venus, the planet that doesn't care about that stuff, usually it just wants love and good vibes and pleasure and joy and to move about freely. All of a sudden, it's kind of like our relationships, our joy, our happiness comes under scrutiny a little bit. Or we ourselves can be a little bit more judgmental, harsh, or we could be feeling that from someone else. And we'll talk a little bit about that with this happening, you know, with Saturn in Pisces, kind of this little dichotomy between those two. So you might feel in general, okay, let's talk about this right away, because Venus and Virgo will be here and we'll have a lot to talk about. But the beginning of this transit, right as soon as it goes in there, like I said, it goes opposite Saturn retrograde in Pisces. And we're feeling that today. We're going to feel it through the end of the week a little bit. I'm going to say probably until Friday, Saturday. So here's general. These are for all my signs, all my people. So you might feel just lost, stalled, sad, lonely, but also just kind of like, you know, aloof. A little bit tired is definitely going to be the vibe. You can also be feeling those things a little bit in relationships. And if you're single, it might show up in like, oh, I'm a little lonely. Or it might show up as, how do I really need to practice self-love now? How do I really need to be kind to myself? How do I really need to slow down and just be? This can also come as feeling like a little bit of a lack of joy, or maybe something that you escape through just isn't hitting it anymore. You know, it's not taking away that lonely vibe. It's actually bringing all kinds of fun energy. You know, I mean, it's not doing it anymore. It's not bringing that fun stuff. It's just ending. Now, we can feel this depending on our astrology placements, how this is aspecting our birth chart, big or small. I know for me so far today, I also got back from my trip and I am a Virgo rising. I'm feeling just sort of tired. You know, I feel kind of like I got to keep doing and doing and doing, which again is going to be for my Virgo placements and my Pisces placements right now with this transit. Yet I just want to take a nap. I did actually take a nice 30-minute mindfulness. And this is a reminder for people out there. Sometimes we get so tired just because our mind is going, going, going that we don't even, if you don't have time to take a nap, like give yourself 20 minutes, I'm telling you, and go into a room, put on a frequency, a guided meditation, and shut your eyes. And set an alarm in case you're afraid you'll fall asleep. But you'll be surprised the energy recharge you get just from doing that. And sometimes with these transits, our minds just need to have a little bit of, you know, some wellness within that. You know, Venus in Mercury sign right now is like, okay, let me bring in a little bit of the self-care wellness. And so if the tiredness shows up, sometimes we just need to bring in mindfulness for a half hour. We actually don't need a nap. And that's good for those people who feel lethargic after a nap. Like, don't take a nap, just take a mental break. Take a mental break where you go into another world through meditation, through sound, through relaxing. Now, my Virgo Pisces placements, again, you'll be feeling this a little bit more. You both will be feeling a little bit more tired. You'll be feeling a little bit more like blasé. And tomorrow there can be, this can also bring a nice like removal of blocks. But again, having Saturn go up against Venus, where Venus already isn't that happy in Mercury sign of Virgo, is going to, again, be very like extra critical or hypercritical. And that is, again, for my Virgo Pisces placements. You might feel, you know, for Virgo placements, you might feel like you need to cut yourself free from a person, relationship, friendship, and take it or take action steps. You also may feel, you know, towards doing that, and you may feel like you are hypercritical of someone close to you. So my Virgo placements, it's sort of like you're being a little bit extra hypercritical, a little bit, especially if it's on those Pisces. For my Virgo placements, you're going to be overanalyzing a little bit your relationships, being hyper picky of your own looks or figuring out your health. Maybe you've all of a sudden been like, okay, I know for me as a Virgo rising, because I, of course, even though, you know, I ate a lot of food, maybe I shouldn't. You'd think you'd eat very healthy in Costa Rica, but I didn't. A lot of rice. And I was like, I need to cleanse myself of some things and I need to all of a sudden do it now, you know? So there might be this, all right, I'm going to stop drinking today. I'm going to stop smoking weed today. I'm going to stop drinking coffee or, you know, soda. There's some sort of instant like, okay, I need to get my health back, even if it's just taking probiotics. Now for my Pisces placements, this might feel like someone is pushing you away. You might feel like someone's kind of avoiding you, someone's pushing you away, or maybe, which is what Pisces placements do, you can feel that, like, a lot of times Pisces placements will sometimes think people don't like them, so they exclude themselves, or that person's mad at them, or they almost just, you know, they're avoiding me for a reason. And so Pisces often will then just like push them out, you know, and then not respond again. So there might be sort of this, you feel like someone is judging you or avoiding you for some reason. You can really pick up on that vibe. Feeling like someone is being super hypercritical of you. They might be a Virgo, because we always attract, for my big time Virgo placements, same with big time Pisces placements, you guys are opposite. So you're always going to be attracting. I've said this many times before, my kid's father's a Pisces, my mom's a Pisces, one of my longest friendships a Pisces. I can't even tell you how many serious relationships I've had with Pisces. It's a really interesting, but we seem to kind of fall into this hypercritical, sort of not doing enough, yet doing enough kind of communication fights, you could say, or disagreements. Pisces placements, you might find yourself longing for something more with this, longing for a deeper friendship, longing for love, longing for understanding, or like all my Pisces placements, looking or longing to be seen or to have a place in this world. Even though you guys do have a place in this world, you often think you don't. Or Pisces placements, because it's the end of the zodiac, is often associated with not sure where to go because they can dwell in both worlds. They're in the unconscious, you know? They float around big time and get lost, so they never quite feel like they belong. So that can definitely happen. Again, this week, we're going to be feeling the strongest, my Virgo placements, my Pisces placements, and there's going to be a lot of that energy while Saturn's in Pisces for 2.5 years, and now we got at least 2 years left of it, and Saturn's retrograde ends soon. I think in a couple weeks, it ends soon, but this is going to be a big theme on many ways. And I know I've been talking about that for my Virgo, Pisces, all my mutable placements, Sag, and Gemini. Saturn now being in Pisces is going to be interesting. It's going to be bringing out our karma, you know, for the mutable placements. It's going to be slowing things down to gain a deeper, you know, perspective. And that's a little bit in general with Venus in Virgo. Maybe your relationship that was getting hot and heavy or something you were taking off with joy, all of a sudden you're slowing down and pausing and say, wait, hold on. And sometimes you need to be hypercritical. Sometimes you need to stop yourself and really, you know, go down through the list, you know, check the pros, check the cons, what is happening. So there's going to be some of that energy with this. Venus and Virgo, again, just remember in your head, sometimes also we can be more hypercritical of ourselves, so we naturally turn that energy outward and be extra hypercritical of those around us. So check in with yourself. Are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling overwhelmed with life? Are you feeling overwhelmed with something? And maybe that's why you're choosing to be hypercritical. But also, spoken like a good Virgo, sometimes people need to hear shit about themselves. That's the truth. Now, we got Mars moving into Scorpio. This is going to be a nice dignified Mars. Mars is in traditionally its home sign. Traditional astrologers find Mars as Scorpio's home, you know, traditional sign, which I do too. I do add in the Pluto with Scorpio as well, but definitely consider Mars being one of its home placements there. It just comes out differently. You know, Mars in Aries is lit on fire. It's energetic. It's passion. It's moving. It's doing all kind of outward motion, where Mars in the water sign of Scorpio is more that inward desire, that inward passion. So there can be this strong, I often find when Mars moves into Scorpio, like the hidden, exciting, you know, adrenaline emotions, like those kind of emotions that give us those, you know, adrenaline, but in more of like a secretive way. Things get a little bit more triggered here in the emotion. So in general, okay, there can be, like I said, secretive action. All of a sudden you're ready to take action, but maybe you don't want someone to know that you're taking this action, or maybe you're ready to kind of release a secret that you've been holding, or it doesn't have to be a bad secret. It could be exciting. Like, this is the plan I've been creating and now I'm ready to put it out a little bit. Or again, you're still doing it secret of like, oh, I got this plan, but nobody can know. So that kind of gets triggered. Past resentments can come up. However, if you know Scorpios, you know they hold on to resentment. Oftentimes Scorpios and Capricorns, they'll be like the people who are still bringing up the pain that someone caused them 15 years ago. And it's almost like it's just happened and get stabbed. So there can be this sudden past resentments. And that's going to be really for my Scorpio placements too. Some past resentments coming up. But if this is coming up, I feel like now that we're ending the eclipse season with you guys, this is coming up for you really to just say, hey, I need to move past this. I thought I let this resentment go. I thought I moved past it, but clearly I didn't if I'm still feeling it. So I got to feel it to heal it and then move on. And every time I talk about resentment, I think I say this just to remind you guys that resentment that we hold, it hurts us. It does not hurt the other person. They do not know. They don't even care, most likely. And even if you tell them, they're never going to understand what it's like to feel that resentment inside of you. So when you feel that resentment, it's hurting you. It's taking that point second, you know, to just, it's, I was going to say off your life, but I don't know if I wanted to say that or not, but you know, because of stress and those emotions and those things and it's holding on. So release that. Okay, release it. Nothing good is gonna come from that. So when they come up, feel it, heal it, but release that shit. Don't hold on to those resentments anymore. And some of those resentments might catch you off guard. Maybe you'll meet someone who brought on that resentment. you also can feel a little bit quicker to feeling some feelings like jealousy or anger or, like I said, resentment. But this can also bring out like fun sexual desires. I don't know. You know, it can bring out like Scorpio has that very strong hidden sexual energy. So they're definitely with Mars in there. I feel like it's more like sexual, like more passion, more hidden, more dark sexual fun stuff, you know, kind of the freak stuff comes out versus I feel like Mars and Aries is like chasing, like finding the person that you want that with, finding that person. While Scorpio is just like making that energy happen. Now, we can get caught in our emotions and not take the action. That's the thing too. We can get caught in the emotion and stay in only that action loop of emotion, you know, you're not actually taking the action. You're feeling the emotion and you want to take the action and you want to do it, but you keep getting stuck in that emotional loop. That can come up. Again, luckily for my Scorpio placements, we are done with eclipses. So I'm happy this moved in here when we're done with eclipses with you guys. And you know, my Scorpio placements, this is going to be more of a coming together again, or feeling whole again in your spirit, feeling whole again in your emotions, and even having more energy. I think you're going to get like a sudden energy burst and just feeling like things are finally moving along. They're not stalled anymore. You're moving along with something and moving past something. And, you know, you guys can hold on, and now this will allow you to really sever and move past whatever emotions were left from eclipse season. Now, with that being said, let's finish this podcast. I guess it's probably going to be around 30 minutes with the solar eclipse in Libra happening. It's going to be happening with the South Node as well as Mercury. So, eclipse seasons, they bring about our life plot changes, our life plot shifts, the things that we know that we need to change, stop, or stall. Now, not stop, but I mean, it can bring the stops, the stalls, and then the all of a sudden accelerating and go moments in our life. It's whenever the domino effect, you know, you drop the first domino and then that brings the shifts and the plot lines. And depending on every 18 months, you have the eclipses in these signs, and then we have a nodal return happening every 18 years. So your nodes return to the exact spot, not the opposite spot, the exact spot they were when you were born. So right now we're having the Libra-Scorpio eclipse. Now, I'm sorry, Libra, we're done with Scorpio, sorry guys, not to scare you guys, the Libra-Aries eclipse. And like I said, it back in April, I believe it was, what day was it? It was April 20th, we had that small kind of eclipse, it was a hybrid eclipse. The eclipse started in Aries, but then quickly moved into Taurus. So I feel like it was just a little glimpse. It wasn't really the full domino, but maybe we got a little bit of an idea. Look around that week, especially for my Aries placements, my Libra placements, and see what sort of showed up in your life. Maybe it was just something very small. It doesn't have to be something big, but something small that maybe would lead to some sort of change. Some sort of change in your daily life, in your emotional life, in your home environment, some sort of shift. Now, the eclipses happen whenever the nodes move into the signs, and then the planets, the sun, the moon, cross the ecliptic. And the ecliptic is the points where the nodes are. And again, in traditional ancient astrology, like the Eastern astrology, they do the dragon head and the dragon tail. And I've been reading a lot more about that as far as like the Indian, like the way they describe the nodes. I'm really sort of enjoying that. And we have Rahu, which is the dragon's head where the energy comes in very, very powerful. And then we have Ketu where the energy leaves. So the north node is Rahu, the dragon's head, and the south node is Ketu, the dragon's tail. Now, in the Indian astrology, actually both are nature are malefic, which I realize here in the modern, here in the traditional, the Western astrology, we have Rahu being like a benefic, being really good, like a Jupiter, you know, bringing energy in. And then we have Ketu bringing, you know, exiting energy and removing energy and stopping energy. And we say that's bad. But what they say in Indian philosophy within this astrology is that both are actually a malefic, and both can be good as well. But just like Rahu, you got too much energy coming into the mind. You get too much of something. That is never good, right? And sometimes when we detach from everything, when things exit our life, like the South Node, we get great spiritual lessons and blessings. So both of those do play in with this eclipse. Now, general solar eclipse is a new moon on steroids. So, and same with a lunar eclipse, it's like a full moon on steroids. So we have the normal energy of the moon. However, it is magnified. And again, it's bringing those plot changes. And you'll find that those signs that have the nodes, it goes across, it's the opposites that do it, they tend to be the big ones, the ones who get new jobs, the ones who move, the ones who get divorced, the ones who get married, the ones who have kids. Those type of big things that happen in our life happen with that. And again, will be bigger for right now, my Libra and my Aries placements. We finish out this eclipse season, and then it will be here for 18 months. We finish this eclipse season out. The next eclipse, 2 weeks from 2 weeks now, will be the last one in Taurus, the new moon, and that will be really closing out for my Taurus people for this eclipse. So in general, for everyone, we're going to be feeling it this Saturday, Friday into Saturday. Changes are going to be, you know, the changes also that are going to be showing up in general for people are going to be Venus Mars like things, because we have Venus, which is the ruler over Libra, and then Aries, which is the ruler over Mars, rules over Aries. So, you know, we're going to be very Venusian, and very Mars like things are going to be showing up. So that's going to be relationships, love, creative work, self-love, our aesthetic, our joy, our pleasures, female family members, pets, things like that are going to play out. And with the Aries-like thing, it's going to be our drive. It's going to be our passion. It's going to be our anger. It's going to be some of our shadow selves. It's going to be our desires. It's going to be the energy of which we use to go after something. So that's how these are going to be playing out in general for people when this happens. And my Aries and Libra placements are going to be feeling the biggest with this eclipse. And depending on where it is in your birth chart and other planets, it'll definitely play in. But my Aries, Libra, Sun, Moon, Risings, you guys are really going to be getting the biggest hit or the biggest feel within that. Now, with this first eclipse, like I said, it's going to be conjunct Mercury, but it is going to be with the South Node. And the South Node takes away. It teaches us detachment. So, you know, it is a new moon, which is good. It's not a full moon happening right with this eclipse, or there might be more news of endings. But I feel that there still is going to be receiving or giving news, because it's happening with Mercury. So we're going to be receiving or giving news. And there can be a bit of an ending, but an ending that needed to happen. An ending where you feel secure about it happening. You know, you already have your life plot up, and the fact that this ended, it made it 10 times easier for you to just, you know, continue. Okay, this ended. Well, that's easy. That ended. I didn't even have to end it. You know, it ended it for me. Those type of, or receiving news of, like, again, a more instant new beginning. So if something's ending, there's going to be a pretty quick new beginning within that. Now we can be receiving or giving news about breakups or something that leads to changes in your relationship status. And that can be good as well as bad. Starting a new relationship during this time. I know actually when this is happening, I realize I'm going to a wedding. I'm going with someone, so I actually don't really know the bride and groom too well. I know the groom a tiny bit, but I was like, okay. I was just, as I'm reading this, I'm like, you know, I feel like I got to analyze their charts right now with that happening. But there can be this sort of like a beautiful new relationship status. And I know these people have been together for 15 years. So one of the, I don't know what their signs are, but they definitely probably have some Libra Aries within that. And kind of like for, you know, for certain people, it could be, you know, the marriage, like, oh, okay, you know, we got over all the hard stuff. Now here comes the beautiful benefits from that. So again, starting a new relationship status with your partner or starting a new relationship, you know, it could be, you decide to become open, you know, during this time, be an open relationship or something like that. This will be reconnecting and beginning a new kind of relationship with a family member. Maybe you refound an old uncle or cousin, and now you're reconnecting with them, and you're going to develop some sort of friendship with this person, or maybe you had a falling out with someone and it was a harder falling out, but now there is this energy that comes back and you guys are able to kind of do some healing and begin a new relationship. I also feel like making a life decision, you're going to be making a big life decision, and it's either, you're ready to just do it. You know, Libra energy and Libra placements have a hard time making decisions. So it's kind of like the decision is final. And so you already made the final decision, or you made it and now you're seeing what's happening because you made it, or you're going to have to make it this weekend. And just trust. When it comes to it, our body knows, our mind knows. Sit with yourself quietly and do what keeps coming to you. You know, just do that. But trust the life decision that you make. You were meant to make it. Remember that. This could bring starting a new job or a creation in the arts, reclaiming self-love and belief, or understanding, you know, of what your inner child wants and what do you need to have more self-love. There can be a little bit about that. This week will be interesting, the energy. Like I said, it's going to be a little bit of like longing for something different, longing for something more, longing to really kind of figure out how to align yourself and what do you need for all that to come. Again, this is just the beginning of the eclipse season. Eclipses are like dominoes. They're the plot changes. So this is going to be the first full domino dropping. And we technically, you know, can feel things in eclipses. It's not really something, like I said, that happens right away. Sometimes there can be, you know, it's an instant, like you get the call that you got the job or you got fired or whatever. But a lot of times it's just like little things, and then you see the fate of the eclipse play out after the eclipse. And sometimes it could take in between, you know, eclipses. We'll have these two eclipses and then we won't have it again until springtime. And sometimes it can take those 6 months for the first thing to really accumulate. Remember that. So it doesn't mean that this weekend, that's just kind of the general energy. It doesn't mean that right away the big first thing is going to drop. And we can't look at this scary, okay? I've had lots of eclipses and, you know, in major houses. And the cardinal signs are having these eclipses in the major houses. So, again, all my cardinals, that's going to be my Capricorn, my Libras, my Aries, and my Cancers are going to be feeling this eclipse season the biggest and the most within that. Whew. But it doesn't mean it's scary, guys. There might be some things that we don't love, but we will love to where we get. Does that make sense? What does it say? There might not be some things we love, but we will love once we get to where we're going, if that makes sense. But these things have to sometimes happen or play out or create plot changes in our life for us to get sort of this newfound happiness, joy, or to this new place in life that we're going to love. Remember that. And these hard times, that's what really evolves our spirit. That's why I said it's what gives us the strength to be spiritual warriors. It's what gives us the strength to keep fighting in life and look at life with an open heart and an open mind when we just allow all of this to happen and allow ourselves to feel. I know sometimes it's easier said than done, but you got to practice it. All right. Thank you all. I love you all and have a beautiful day.